Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is, of course, August the 21st, 2015, as we are continuing on the rest of this year, 2015, for the month, assisting, giving tools and tips to small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to help build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Guys, we're going to have a great show today. I'm going to be sharing with you some good information that's going to be relevant to your growth. And a key word, ladies and gentlemen, is growth. That's what you want to do each and every day, in every step of the way of your business, from start to finish, from your business plan, marketing plan, to the inception of products and services that you're providing and your marketing materials that you're going to be using on a regular weekly basis. If you have not put together a simple system for your company, your business today, guys, you're really going to have a problem building a solid network. What we want to do is share with you some ideas, some tips that's going to be beneficial to assisting you on maximizing each step toward growth to your company. If you're internet-based, such as what I do with web design and marketing, then it'll be much easier to do social media and the directories online, and as well as having an interactive website where people can schedule appointments with you to basically provide the product or service that you provide, so that way you can meet with them and you can go over the details from there. Guys, use a much interactive way to really interact and inject with guests and customers in your area. Look at your target market. Who is your target market? And making sure that you have everything that you need toward your growth. Again, guys, the key word of this is growth. I am so excited for, as we continue on the month of August, as we are closing out the month of August now, in reference to building networks, making sure we build our customer base, first customer base, by giving exceptional customer service. We talked about that before. I share this with you again, guys. If your company is giving excellent customer service, you're going to have a repeat business over and over and over again. That's what you want. You want to make people build relationships. It's all about relationship marketing, relationship building today. If you're not involved in that, or if you're not interacting or engaging with your guests or customers, then you're going to have a problem getting repeat business. You want to make sure that you're interactive, you're engaging, and that you're providing and educating them with the information that they need so that way they can make good decisions in reference to the product or service that you're providing. What are you doing different than your competitors? What are you doing that's unique and different in the marketplace that will get people to come to you? What is your traffic looking like online if you have a website? What is your traffic looking like in your brick-and-mortar location? What is your traffic looking like each and every week, each and every month? Are you recording or are you calculating up the cost of that? Guys, these are things that must be implemented into your plan, so you know exactly where you want to go and how many people you want to interject with each month towards your growth of your company and your business. And today, what we're going to be talking about is basically building relationships inside and out of your company. Again, building relationships inside and out of the company. Well, if you're working your hours from 9 to 5 or whatever your out schedule hours are per day, per week, per month, you want to make sure this is on a 24/7 basis. Building your customers' base inside and out of your company, meaning that if I'm off and I'm not working on a particular day or schedule in my company, then what I'm going to do is still have information ready for those who interact with me, who are engaging with me, and who are looking for other different ideas or services or questions they may have. I want to be the one ready for that, for them to get that information out. Notice, in by your conversations, you can build extended information to assist them and give them information based on what it is you do. If it's providing a product or service that's in conjunction with what the conversation is about, then it's easy for you to hand out information, give them your website information, let them know exactly where you are so they can look you up. Information is key, but the power behind the information is how you give it out and how you share that information. So you want to make sure you're doing that on a regular, consistent basis. The more you do this, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get, the better you are, and it's much easier for you to retain and retain more guests and customers on a regular basis. And then also, providing good guest customer service means that you're going to interact with them, you're going to give them tools and updates in reference to any promotions you're running each week or each month in your company, making sure that you give them all the information that they need, that they may share with other people. They may not be the buyers that particular day, but they may share that or pass it along to someone else who is ready to buy, and that gives you more additional services to assist you and also toward your growth. Your goal is to get new customers each week, each month that you're building your business. Repeat business is also good, and the more repeat business you have, the stronger you get. But again, it's also always based on good customer service that you provide for your guests and customers. If you do this consistently and be steadfast, unmovable in this, you will grow to maximum levels. So you want to make sure you do this on a regular basis, consistently, in season and out of season, and making sure that you have every detail and information for their education and learning, and keep it simple. Don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. Keep it simple. The simpler you make it, the better it is for you. And if you have technical questions or technical things that may come up, break it down. Make it simple for them so they can be user-friendly with it and basically get the information right then and there where they can get it and say, oh, this is what it does. This is how it works. We remember, we're selling the benefits of every product and service that we provide in the marketplace. The more easier and simplistic you make it, the stronger you get. So with that, you want to make sure you have everything in order, making sure your company has the information and that you brand the information on everything that you do with your logo, on brochures, flyers, business cards, whatever marketing materials you want to use, pens, mouse pads, whatever. And you want to make sure you're rewarding your guests with gifts. That's one of the most powerful things. Look at the gift cards and gift card network, how big that is, and we're implementing that here at GT Professional Network Radio under Global Touch Enterprise. We'll be introducing for the fall the gift card network to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations, believe it or not, to have gift cards to build their revenue. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry by itself, no help needed, and gift cards are very easy and user-friendly. But there's two types of gift cards that you want to look at. You got the open loop and the closed loop gift cards, and I'll go into that so you understand what the two differences are. Open loop gift cards are basically with the ones that you have the Visa or MasterCard logo on it, and you can use anywhere. Closed loop is basically specifically for that particular business or company information where you can only purchase and buy it through them, like Target has, Walmart, Starbucks. They have their own gift cards. Closed loop, big, big business. So, not ready for that. You need to get yourself prepared around the industry, what's relevant in the marketplace, and what's driving growth today. What are you using, any tools or any information that's helping you to drive growth toward your company? If you're not, then you need to be looking and listening to guys like us or to the radio show that we provide through Blog Talk Radio, and companies and people that, who are constantly feeding themselves this information, and is also using this information, because I'm using a lot of this for my company at Global Touch Enterprise. with the web design and marketing that I do for my clients that I work with on a regular, consistent basis. But it's all about repeat business and residual income. So the more multiple streams of income you have coming into your company, the better you are. You'll be able to cover a lot of the expenses, and then also it helps you to promote yourself better and be professional at all times. So that way you won't have to worry about anything going awry or saying something that's not true or indifferent to what your competitors are doing, to what people are saying about you, and look at the buzz that you can bring out if you do it right. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, you have all these platforms that you can use to promote yourself without spending a great deal of advertising dollars, and also to keep it consistent on every level. So if you want to, on GTE Professional Radio, we do advertising for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations. We do that consistently with your banner, your information, and your website that you can post right here on our show. And we only charge $25 a month for the service, so it gives you guys opportunities to $25 a month. But you can also promote and submit your information to us, and you can also be a special guest on the show, or you can share information in reference to your company, products, and services that you're providing. Guys, it's all about networking and co-oping today. If you understand these principles of co-oping and networking, you will grow extensively. But you have to do your homework, do your due diligence, and who you want to connect with, who you want to grow with. You want to grow with people who are on the same level as you or above, and who are doing things that you believe in, that you have a passion for, and that's also helping others in the marketplace. Those are the levels that I look for when I'm co-oping or connecting with other people to help grow my business on a regular, consistent basis. If they follow these three things, then I'm good. But again, if you satisfy these three things in the marketplace, you can be successful no matter what it is. It's what people want, need, and can afford. Make sure you stay focused there. You will stick a pin there, and guess what? You will grow extensively. So with that, these are some tools and tips that we're just sharing here today at GTE Professional Network Radio, and helping more companies understand the simplicity of it, not the difficult parts or the tedious part. Yes, it's a lot of work involved, and work must be put in it in order for you to get something out of it. But in order to get good results, and that's what you want, is the more efforts you put into your work, you master it, you do what you have to do, and you come out a lot better. So that's what you want to make sure you have when it comes to building your network, your business today. So with that, I want to say this, guys. If you have any questions or concerns in reference to your growth or your business, give us a call, let us know, or send us information. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Begin to see some of the things that we do here besides on internet radio and besides what we do on web design marketing and also the products and services that we're providing with the Healthy Coffee business as well as with Amazon.com products on the electronic side. We're helping people understand the multiple streams of income levels that you can also participate in, and it's good for you and it's free, and you don't have to spend a lot of money to get started. So those are the things you want to work with when it comes to expanding or growing your business. And it's all about what you believe in, assisting people in the marketplace, and educating your customers on a regular, consistent basis. And guys, if you use the great experience, and that's basically what we use, great experience with our customers and guests, then we'll come out better. It's all about how we greet them, if we can relate, educate, and react, and we thank them for their service and for purchasing through us or by us. So when you go into that, that's going to help you build your business consistently, stronger, and nobody can take that away. So with that, guys, I just want to share these thoughts and ideas with you in reference to building your business successfully. You have to stay focused, though, on a consistent basis when it comes to your growth. Looking at other companies and your competition out there, what are they doing toward growth? What are they not doing? Where do you see the loopholes at, and where do you see you can make some improvements in reference to doing the similar thing? If you're selling the same thing, product or service, or providing that in the marketplace, you want to be unique and different than what everybody else is doing. As I said before, I say again, you observe the masses and you do the opposite. You come out better, you're stronger, and guess what? Nobody can take that away. So with that, guys, I'm really excited for you guys for tuning in this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio here. We're located in Houston, Texas. And, again, this is for everybody across the globe. This is one of the privileges of us building this radio show for the past 3 years, was to continue to help and assist small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where they do business, and then helping small businesses across the country. Once you're internet-based, ladies and gentlemen, there is no market or no area you can't reach. You're global now. And when being global, having an interactive website, having information that's relevant, your content is tight, and you're educating and you're sharing information where people can go online and purchase, then you're doing the right steps and you're doing the right thing, and that's going to add more growth to your company as you continue to see. Now we're getting ready for the fall 2015. What do you guys want to do for the next month that we have left, which we're counting down to the next 90 days? So what are you going to be doing in the next last 90 days or the last quarter of this year for your company to build it up for 2016? You must continue to stay focused on your growth. Bottom line, growth. Nothing more important than getting the results that you're looking for on a regular, consistent basis. So with that, guys, I want to say it's been a pleasure just sharing this quick tip and tools with you here at GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. So tune in next week. We'll be tuning in some more opportunities and great shows for the month of September as we kick off the month of September. Now we'll be in the ninth month of the year. And what we're going to be doing, we're talking about nothing but growth opportunities, growth principles, and growth, where you can continue to build your business on a regular, consistent basis by adding and then subtracting things that's not relevant toward your growth. You need to be doing the homework. You need to be doing your own reviews and audits to check to see and checks and balances to make sure it's adding growth to your company. If it's not, cut it out. You don't need it. If it is adding growth, continue. Enhance it. Be better with it. Share. Engage your guests. And guess what? You get feedback from your customers in regards to your service, what you provided them, and how you was able to assist them on what they were looking for. So with that, guys, I want to say this. I'm going to close it out. It's been a fun, pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. As we continue in this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio, I'm glad for you guys. Continue on growing and continue building your network. No matter where you are in the country, we wanted to say it's been a fun, pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. It's from my brother, Les Brown. Keep building your faith, and guys, always keep building your dream.